ಶಯನ್ ಸುವಃ ತ್ರಿಗುಂಶದ್ಧಾಮ ವಿರಾಜತಿ ವಾ ಪತಂಗಾಯ ಶಿಶ್ರಿಯೇ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ವಹ ದ್ಯುಭಿಃ ಅಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಣಾದವಾ ನದ್ಯಂತಶ್ಚರತಿ ರೋಚನಾ ವ್ಯಖ್ಯನ್ ಮಹಿಷ ಸುವಃ ಯತ್ವಾ ಕೃದ್ಧ ಪರೋವಪಮನ್ಯುನಾಯದವರ್ತ್ಯ ಸುಕಲ್ಪಮಗ್ನೇ ದತ್ತವ ಪುನಸ್ತ್ವೋ ಜೀವಯಾಮಸಿ ಯತ್ತೇ ಮನ್ಯುಪರೋಕ್ತಸ್ಯ ಪೃಥಿವೀಮನುದಧ್ವಸೇ ಆದಿತ್ಯ ವಿಶ್ವೇ ತದ್ದೇವಾವಸವಶ್ಚ ಸಮಾಭರನ್ ಮನೋಜ್ಯೋತಿರ್ಜುಷತಾಮಾಜ್ಯಂ ನಿಚ್ಛಿನ್ನಂ ಯಜ್ಞಗುಂಸ್ತಮಿಮಂ ದದಾತು ಬೃಹಸ್ಪತಿಸ್ತನುತಾಮಿಮಂ ನೋ ವಿಶ್ವೇ ದೇವಾ ಇಹಮಾದಯಂತಾ ಮೇದಿನೀ ದೇವೀ ವಸುಂಧರಾ ಸ್ಯಾದ್ ವಸುಧಾ ದೇವೀ ವಾಸವೀ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವರ್ಚಸ ಪಿತೃಣಾಗುಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಚಕ್ಷುರ್ಮನಃ ದೇವೀ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭಿಣೀ ದೇವೀ ಪ್ರಸೂವರೀ ಸದನೇ ಸತ್ಯಾಯನೇ ಸೀದಾ ಸಮುದ್ರವತೀ ಸಾವಿತ್ರೀ ಹನೋ ದೇವೀ ಮಹ್ಯಂಗೀ ಮಹೀಧರಣಿ ಮಹೋವ್ಯತಿಷ್ಠಾ ಶೃಂಗೇ ಶೃಂಗೇ ಯಜ್ಞೇ ಯಜ್ಞೇ ವಿಭೀಷಿಣೀ ಇಂದ್ರಪತ್ನಿ ವ್ಯಾಪಿನೀ ಸುರಸರಿದಿಹಾ ವಾಯುಮತಿ ಜಲಶಯನಿ ಶ್ರಿಯಂ ಧಾರಾಜಾ ಸತ್ಯಂಧೋಪರಿ ಮೇದಿನೀ ಶ್ವೋಪರಿ ದತ್ತಂ ಪರಿಗಾಯ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪತ್ನಿ ಮಹೀಂ ದೇವೀ ಮಾಧವೀ ಮಾಧವ ಪ್ರಿಯಾಂ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀಂ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಸಖೀಂ ದೇವೀಂ ನಮಾಮ್ಯಚ್ಯುತ ವಲ್ಲಭಾಂ ಧನುರ್ಧರಾಯೈ ವಿದ್ಮಹೇ ಸರ್ವಸಿದ್ಧ್ಯೈ ಚ ಧೀಮಹಿ ತನ್ನೋಧರಾ ಪ್ರಚೋದಯಾತ್ ಮಹೀಂ ದೇವೀಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪತ್ನೀ ಮಜೂರ್ಯಾಂ ಪ್ರತೀಚೀ ಮೇ ನಾಗುಂ ಹವಿಷಾಯ ಜಾಮಃ ರೇದಾ ವಿಷ್ಣುರುರುಗಾಯೋ ವಿಚಕ್ರಮೇ ಮಹೀಂ ದಿವಂ ಪೃಥಿವೀ ಮಂತರಿಕ್ಷಂ ತಶ್ರೋಣೈತಿ ಶ್ರವ ಇಚ್ಛಮಾನ ಪುಣ್ಯಗುಶ್ಲೋಕಂ ಯಜಮಾನಾಯ ಕೃಣ್ವತೀ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ.
ಕಾತ್ಯಾಯನಾಯ ವಿದ್ಮಹೇ ಕನ್ಯಾಕುಮಾರಿ ಧೀಮಹಿ ತನ್ನೋ ದುರ್ಗೆ ಪ್ರಚೋದಯಾತ್. ಓಂ ಸಾಯೀಶ್ವರಾಯ ವಿದ್ಮಹೇ ಸತ್ಯದೇವಾಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ತನ್ನಃ ಸರ್ವ ಪ್ರಚೋದಯಾತ್. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಐ ಆಫರ್ ಮೈ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಹಂಬಲ್ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ್ಸ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿಲವಡ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗುರು Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. To all the embodiments of divinity seated here, my loving Sai Rams to all of you. We are all blessed to be here today on this most auspicious occasion of Durgashtami. Swami Varu Telugulo Prashanthi Nilayamlo eppudu nitya kalyanam pachcha toranam ani cheppevaru. Swami used to say that in Prashanthi Nilayam every day is special. Every day is a festival. Durgashtami is one of the most auspicious festivals celebrated all across this holy land of Bharat. Durgashtami is the day when Goddess Durga vanquished the demons of Chanda, Munda and Raktabija. The inner significance of Durgashtami is that when we vanquish our inner demons of Kama, Krodha, loba, moha, mada and matsarya. The innate divinity which is present in all of us as the form of Goddess Durga will shine forth in all her glory. Navratri in Prashanti Nilayam is synonymous with the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna, which is performed every year. Vedokilo Dharma Moolam, Bhagavan used to say. The Vedas are the root of all virtues. Bhagavan inaugurated this Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna as a part of the threefold mission of his. Veda Samrakshana, Vidvat Poshana and Dharma Samstapana. Protection of the Vedas, fostering of the Vedic scholars and establishment of righteousness. In fact, on the inaugural discourse of the first Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna in 1962, Bhagavan emphatically declared that the era of neglect of Vedas and Vedic scholars has now ended. Today, when we see that all the audience joining in one unison in the Purnachandra auditorium, in one voice chanting Vedam in the morning, we can surely say that the era of neglect of Vedas and Vedic scholars has ended today. Now, there might be several yajnas which might be conducted all over, but I believe that there are two aspects of the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna which makes the yajna here very special. The number one being that this is the only Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna which was initiated by the Veda Purusha himself. In fact, this Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna is the very root of all virtues. The second aspect, this which makes the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna extra special, is that the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna here is conducted in a selfless manner. The one aspect which unites all the yajnas which are performed here in Prashanti Nilayam is the selfless nature, is that they are all united with one single purpose only, Loka Kalyana, that is the welfare of all creation. In fact, every single act of Bhagavan was for this one purpose only, the welfare of all creation. Now, when we are asked to imagine a meditating man, we usually visualize a man who is seated in the lotus posture, who is seated with his eyes closed, spine erect, etc. Right? However, Bhagavan says, true meditation is when one is in touch with God. I believe that when there is that kind of silent meditation, God too responds. Here, I would like to narrate my personal experience which happened during the second day of this Navratri. That day, I happened to see a photograph of Swami tightly holding a hand of a devotee. Beneath this photograph, there was this beautiful caption, "Swami, always hold my hand." Now, this particular photograph and that particular caption struck a chord somewhere deep in my heart. The entire day, I was just praying to Swami. "Swami, never let go of my hand. Now, I might make some mistakes. I might make some missteps. I might fall. But please, never let go of my hand." Every day in Swami's hostel, after the evening night prayer, a short clipping of Bhagavan's discourse is broadcasted. That evening, in Bhagavan's discourse, Swami narrated this following padyam in Telugu. "Shri Puttaparthi Nilayadu, Kapadu Nunu Nellappudu, Karunakarudai, Chepatti Ninu Brovunu." The compassionate Lord of Puttaparthi will forever protect you. He will hold your hand and save you. When I heard these words from Bhagavan, I had tears in my eyes. What an assurance for all of us. We are indeed blessed to have a God who continues to guide us, who continues to hold our hand, who continues to protect us, who will always, always, always continue to remind us of our ultimate reality, that we are also divine, that we are also God. Every act of Bhagwan was out of his pure love for all of creation. Out of his pure love, he established educational institutions which continue to foster and develop students of the highest quality physically, mentally, emotionally and spiritually. Out of his pure love, he established healthcare institutions which continue to provide healthcare of the highest quality, world-class quality to all, irrespective of their gender or monetary status, free of cost. He started service organizations which continue to do yeoman service to the poor. Today, we are all gathered here because through all these organizations, Swami also provided an opportunity for the students to continue to serve him in his mission. As an expression of gratitude to Bhagwan for providing all of us with his greatest of good fortunes, the alumni of Bhagwan's institutions who continue to serve Bhagwan in his educational, healthcare and service organizations have all gathered here today as an expression of gratitude to celebrate the day which has come to known as the Sai Sannidhi Day. This evening, the members of the Sai Sannidhi will be presenting a music program interspersed with experience sharing on the theme Celebrations of Dashara at Prashanthi Nilayam along with Swami. I would now like to invite Brother C.G. Sai Prakash from Radio Sai to commence the Sai Sannidhi proceedings for this evening. Jai Sai Ram.
Offering my loving pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Swami. Respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters. Swami, we your children from Sai Sannidhi have gathered here today to offer our love and gratitude to you. Yes, we want to offer our gratitude through our words, through our thoughts, through our songs. But we also want to offer our gratitude by following what you have told us to do. Because we know that that is the only way we can feel nearness and dearness to you in our hearts. Swami, that is the Sai Sannidhi that we all are yearning for, that we all are pining for. Everything that Swami does is to spread joy, is to give us happiness. Going back to the year 1962, when Swami started this Veda Purusha Saptah Gyan Yajnam, even this Yajnam is to spread happiness. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu, that's what Swami said. In that year, in one of the discourses, Swami made a very simple, sweet, but a profound statement. Swami said, you know this Ghantasala, by the way, Ghantasala was a very famous playback singer from the Telugu film industry, who sang a lot of devotional songs as well. Swami said, Ghantasala tells me that he requires half an hour to get ready. So he is going to take half an hour to start singing his songs. So what I have decided is to engage you all for this half an hour. So Swami says, I have decided to engage you all for half an hour. Having decided to do that, what else will I speak about except dharma? Haven't I come to re-establish dharma? So because I have come to re-establish dharma, I am going to speak about dharma, whether you like it or not. And then Swami said, he gave a very sweet and beautiful definition of what dharma is. He said, that which does not cause pain to you or to others, that is right, that is dharma. He said, act in such a way that you are full of joy and everybody around you is also full of joy. Going back to the old Pathamandir days of 1945-1946, we have read in such wonderful books detailed descriptions of how Dashara celebrations were held then. I would like to draw attention to one aspect, that is the Palaki Utsavam. So every evening at around 8 o'clock, Swami would come out dressed in a different color robe, which would be matching with the floral decorations of the palanquin. One day the palanquin was like a throne, the other day it was like a peacock, the other day it was like a Garuda. So when it was like Garuda, Swami would come out wearing a white robe like Lord Vishnu himself, and he would ask the ladies there, is this color robe matching with the palanquin? And Swami, you are Jagadamba, you are the mother, you are perfect in everything that you do. And then Swami would go on to the palanquin. Now came the dilemma, because the devotees, they were looking at Swami, and Swami's face was so beautiful, lit by those dimly lit lanterns that they had. There was no electricity, no light, it was pitch dark. And Swami's face was so beautiful and gentle, how could they look away from Swami? They had to carry this palanquin and look away from Swami. So what they decided was, they will carry the palanquin, look at Swami and walk backwards. I think that was the most unique procession, Palaki Utsavam, ever to happen. And so Swami would be seated on the palanquin. They would look at Swami and they will be walking backwards. And what is Swami's dharma? Not to cause pain to anybody. So sitting on the palanquin, he would say, hey, move right, there is a sharp stone coming there. Move left, there is a thorny bush there. And this is how the palanquin would go on, the procession would go on for several hours. You know, when they woke up in the morning, they said, Puttaparthi itself has only two roads. Where did Swami take us? We were out doing the Palaki Utsavam for 4 to 5 hours. They would come back to the Pathamandir at 1 or 2 at night. That was the mysterious way in which Swami shared love. Swami gave love to all his devotees. Coming back again to 1962, on the first day, the first discourse that Swami said, I wanted the Yajnam to start at 9:30 in the morning. But everybody was so happy and so excited, and so they got up and got ready early in the morning. But what happened? Finally it rained. And so it started only at 9:30, just the way I had told. Of course, Swami, there is no surprise in that. Everything that you say, everything that you wish for, only that will happen. And there is a beautiful story of how the arrangements were made for the first Veda Purusha Sapta Gyan Yajnam. Kuppa Bairaga Shastri was the chief priest for the Yajnam, and Swami had told him, make an elaborate list of everything that was required to conduct this Yajnam in a very, very ritualistic and in a perfect Vedic manner. So he made an elaborate list of that. And as some of the devotees tell us, if you were to stand in this very spot in the early 60s or late 60s and you were to look this side, you would directly see Chitravati, because there were no buildings here. No East Prashanti, no shops, no buildings. Everything was vacant, just fields. So Swami told him, you know, nothing is available in Puttaparthi. So you make this elaborate list. And he made that list. And Swami came and inaugurated the Yajnam. And as Swami went into his room, after a while, Sri Kuppa Bairaga Shastri also followed Swami. Swami asked, what happened? He said, Swami, there was one item I forgot to add in the list. And then Swami chided him, saying, see, you should not have done this. You have been careless. Then he said, Swami, we cannot proceed without that one particular item. Then Swami said, hold on. And he went inside his room and brought a beautiful kamandalu. And Swami said, is this the thing you are looking for? He was completely thrilled. And he said, Swami, this is exactly the kind of vessel that is described in the Vedas. And we need this vessel exactly for this particular ritual. And Swami said, yes, this is the kamandalu I used as Shirdi Baba. this Kamandalu itself has this beautiful backstory. What happened was, late in the 1940s, when Swami went to Hyderabad, to Shriniketan, which is the house of the Rani of Chincholi, Swami started describing to her all the things in the palace at Chincholi. And she said, "Swami, how do you know these things?" Swami said, "I have come there several times." And she said, "Swami, this is the first time you are coming to my place." Swami said, "Not in this avatar. As Shirdi Sai, I have come there several times." Now all of us know that Shirdi Sai did not move out of Shirdi. But Swami's ways are mysterious. And then Swami started telling that, "I used to go along with the Raja in this Tonga. And I have left three of my things there. One is my hookah, one is my robe, and one is my Kamandalu." And then just to strengthen her faith, Swami said, "There was a huge margosa tree. You people have cut it down during the renovation. I'm not very happy with that." So she was totally surprised and taken aback. When she went back to the palace, she found that everything that Swami had described was perfect. And so she started looking for this Kamandalu. And when she went into the storeroom, there was this Kamandalu. And she took it, a copper Kamandalu, she nicely polished it and she put it in the front room. Next morning when she came and saw it, there was a huge cobra around the Kamandalu. And she realized, "This is something of great significance. I should go immediately to Puttaparthi and return it back to Swami." And so she came to Puttaparthi. The moment she gave Swami this Kamandalu, Swami promptly took it and pointed to the two letters that were engraved inside, Sa and Ba. Swami said, "See, Sai Baba. This was the Kamandalu that held water when I used to have lunch as Shirdi avatar, not in this avatar." So everything that Swami does is for our sake, is to bring happiness to all of us. Going back to 1963, on one of those days, Swami was requested to come and put on a switch. Now that switch was the first time electricity was coming to Prashanthi Nilayam. So that was the first street light in Prashanthi Nilayam. So during Dashara celebrations, they prayed to Swami, "Please come and put on the switch." And Swami most lovingly obliged, and he went on and put on the switch. And everybody was very happy, and they said, "Swami, you have brought light to this village." And Swami said, "What is this light? This is a small area around the pole that this light is lighting. The day this Shakti," pointing to himself, he said, "the day this Shakti decided to incarnate on earth, that is the day light has entered this village. That is the day that light has entered this world." And Swami said, "I have come to light the lamp of love in every heart, in millions of hearts." So the Veda Purusha Sapta Gyan Yajnam is another expression of his love for all of us. Over the years, Swami allowed many of his students to participate in it as well. And many students have had very different experiences participating in the Yajnam itself. I now request Brother Srinivas to come forward and share a very unique experience that he had during the Veda Purusha Sapta Gyan Yajnam and during the Veda Parayanam that they were fortunate to participate in.
Invoking Bhagwan's divine blessings, Sai Ram to one and all present here. Dashara, as such, is very unique in Prashanthi Nilayam because all the students get many chances to contemplate, think, and listen to glory of Mother in all her form and beauty. One such avenue what student gets in this Prashanthi Nilayam as part of Navratri celebrations is to do Chandi Saptasati Parayanam. Now, Chandi Saptasati Parayanam is basically comprises of 700 shlokas in which it is described as how Mother Durga protected all of us from Rakshasas like Shumbha Nishumbha, Chanda Munda, Rakta Bija and Mahishasura. In the year 2015, I availed the opportunity of doing this Chandi Saptasati Parayanam. That particular year, way back at my home, my mother was not well. So one day, as I started Parayanam in Purnachandra Auditorium in the early hours of that day, I started opening the book, and as I opened the book, I saw one very peculiar, strange and disturbing thing. I opened the book and instead of seeing verses of Chandi Parayanam, I saw that my mother's final rites being performed. Initially I thought, because my mother is not well, I am overthinking, probably I am hallucinating and it's just my imagination. But that sight continued for about 30 to 35 minutes and I was not able to focus on my Parayanam at all. Not knowing what to do, I just closed my eyes and prayed to Swami that, Swami, death and birth is definitely not in anyone's hands. One day or other, we have to face this situation. So if this is your will, then so be it. I have no issues with it. But just a small request, Swami, see to it that if this marks my mother's end of life, see to it that it is painless and peaceful for her. Let her not suffer anymore. I just prayed like this and closed my eyes and sat quietly. After about 10 to 15 minutes, I started back doing my Parayanam. Subsequently, I finished, and also by God's grace, my mother regained her health in next couple of weeks. In this whole episode, what I want to emphasize, or what the learning I had, was at that particular moment, I did not fear. I could overcome the fear of losing someone near and dear to me, precisely fear of death. That moment, I did not subject myself to any kind of impulsive feelings which were driven by some senses in my body. Rather, I stayed quiet and calm. The whole purpose, what Swami says, of all these yajnams, parayanams and Veda chanting is to develop that quality of sacrifice to master over our senses and overcome our fear. All the avenues which we get here in Prashanti Nilam as part of Dashara celebrations are just one such avenues for us to overcome this kind of fear. It is said, Durga Durgati Nashini. In fact, as long as we do not overcome all these fears, we do not learn to develop this kind of feelings in us, probably we live in Durgati. On this holy occasion of Maha Ashtami, where we worship Goddess Durga, I pray to Mother Sai that not only she blesses us with the capacity to destroy the Durgati, but also to attain Sadgati, that is her lotus feet. Sai Ram, thank you.
Om Sri Sai Ram, pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Satpalam yajna yagena tapo dhyana japadapi sai seva krite naiva sai sannidhi prapyate. Sharan Navaratri time is a time of divine revelations. In the year 1962, when the Veda Purusha Yajna Saptaha Jnana Yajna started, and when the Prashant Vidwan Mahasabha was to commence, one of the pandits from the Godavari district, he was given a chance to give a speech here in presence of Swami. His name is Kolluru Somashekara Shastri. He was really a good scholar, but he was a non-believer of Swami. But he had come here, he did not know the divinity of Swami. He came here, Swami was sitting here, and he was about to give his speech, but he didn't even bother to take Swami's Padnamaskara. But he started his speech. After a while, maybe after 2 to 3 minutes, he started getting hiccups. Incidentally, let me tell you, he was also a staunch devotee of worshipper of Goddess Gayatri. and he was very proud of it. After started getting hiccups, then he looked for the water, what was there in the tumbler. He drank little water, continued. After a couple of sentences, again hiccups. Again he took water, then again hiccups. So he continued for so many times, he became helpless. Finally, he looked at Swami, and then to him, Swami appeared as Goddess Gayatri, Mother Gayatri. Immediately he ran towards Swami and asked Swami for his forgiveness. Then Swami consoled him. Swami materialized vibhuti mixed with the water which was kept in the tumbler over there, and then Swami asked him to drink. He drank it, and Swami said, "Yes, continue." He went back to the podium and he started continuing his speech, and he then spoke without any hindrance for next 2 hours in the presence of Swami. That's how Swami revealed himself as Goddess Gayatri. One of the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha time, Kamavdhavani Garu sir, he got a chance to speak, and Swami asked him, "You speak," but it was for only few minutes, for very little time. And sir, Kamavdhavani Garu sir was not that happy. He went to Swami very hesitatingly and asked Swami, "Swami, only few minutes for me?" Then immediately Swami stared at him. And then Swami asked, "Whom do you think I am?" Then Swami paused for a while and then said, "Jagan Mata." So Swami revealed that he is Jagan Mata. And then Swami really made him understand that Swami is really a divine being and divine goddess. Even when Professor Kasturi, although very close physically to Swami during that time, I think to him also the divine Maya veiled. Once he went and asked quietly, goes quietly to Kamavdhani Gauri and asked, "See, whatever Swami quotes, is it there in the Vedas?" Then Kamavdhani Gauri said, "What do you think? Swami himself is the source of all the Vedas." So that's how he had to be reminded of the divinity of Swami. As all of us know, Vedas are written in the language of Sanskrit. Sanskrit is the divine language. Samskrita bhasha, deva bhasha, daivi vak, deva vani, sura bharati, amara bharati, girvana bharati, iti namna pratita asti. I still remember an incident when Swami blessed me personally. It was during darshan time, when I had a piece of paper in my hand where I had written 3 verses in Sanskrit, and I wanted to give to Swami sitting there here on the veranda. Swami, after giving interview to a group of devotees, then came. Then Swami looked at me holding the piece of paper. And then Swami closed his eyes. Professor Seelan Murthy Garu, he was a professor in Sanskrit, he was also sitting very close to me there. And then Swami opened his eyes and said, "Yes, I know." Swami told to Sir, Professor Seelan Murthy, Sanskrit Sir, "See, he had written 3 verses in Sanskrit. I know. Night he was sitting there and writing. Actually, I had written previous night only around 8:30, 8:45. Here only, the very Monday here." And Swami said, "Night he was sitting there and writing. I was there when he was writing." And then Swami said, "Okay, make one small change in the third verse, in the third sloka, in the second line, make that change." And actually the third verse was, "Eka mathu prema tattvam katinam chintitum sada shatamata sai premam khatam shakya varnitum." That shatamata, Swami, actually I did not give the paper to Swami, but Swami said, third verse, second line, change it. Then I came to know, I understood only one thing. Swami is not Shatamata. Swami is beyond that. The Swami is the mother, the divine motherly love is beyond 100 mothers, but it's Ananta Mata. That's what I understood. On another occasion, when... A similar incident, when I was sitting here with a stroka written in Sanskrit to be offered to Swami, Swami took the paper in his hand and then just glanced on what I had written. Then immediately, one more professor, Professor Kuppaswamy, was sitting very close there, and then he was also watching. Then Swami asked me, which language? I told Swami, Sanskrit. Then immediately Swami said, Sanskritam, Sanskritam na shwasami. Swami said, Sanskrit is the very breath of mine. Sanskrita bhasha, ativa prachina bhasha, shastriya bhasha, madhura bhasha, sulabha saralacha vartate. Adhyapi anekaha, panditaha, tesha mitya jivane, Sanskrita bhashayam eva vyavaharanti. Asmin bhashayaha sulalita kavyam gadya padyani rachayanti kalu. Sanskrita bhasha. Vedaha api asmakam bharatiyanam sanskritihi. Sarve granthaha mahavedaha sarve sanskrita bhashayam eva likhitaha santi. Vedaha na kevalam bharatiya sanskritehe sanatana dharmasya cha moolam kintu sakala manavanam jivana vidhanasya charitrasya margadarshanam api kurvanti. Vaidika jivanam upajivyaiva vishvasya sarvepi dharmaha sampravruttaha. Bhagavad Gitayam api vedaha vishva vrikshasya parnataya samupavarnitaha. Patra vihinaha vrikshaha palani pradadatum na prabhavati. Vaidika tattvajnana vikalam ayam vishwamapi tattvajnana vikalam vishwamapi na jivanam sakitam bhavati. Tasmadeva sanskrita bhasha ativa madhura bhasha. We all know such Sanskrit language which was very very dear to Swami and near to Swami, and Swami had encouraged students to speak this language, learn this language. But here we have such an opportunity during the Vedic time or during the time of the Yajna time, where Swami himself is the Veda Purusha. He is the Veda Purusha. He is the Neta. He is the Data. Yatra vayam sarve, yatra atmakam esmakam priya, mata, dhata, prita, sai mata asti. Tatha yatra vayam sarve, yuktaha, bhaktaha, shaktaha, viraktaha smaha. Tatra mahat karyaha, sandehena bhavati. Swamina nisandehena bhavati. Swamina dattam tanu mana dhanam sarvam tasmai eva arpanam vayam sarve samsiddhaha bhavema iti bhashayamha. Parantu atra swami eva daivi purushaha. Vedanam sara sarvasvam, vedanam sara sarvasvam, sarvajivahitakaram, sarvajivahitakaram, sai nama tadevantu nityakshema yasaskaram. So Vedasara sarvasvam, the very essence of Swami's love is the Vedasara. So this Vedasara is the divine love which we have been experiencing in the presence of Swami. And we only pray to Swami, Swami, let us be worthy of receiving your divine love, your divine benediction for all the time to come. Jai Sai Ram.
Sari premaye vedacharamu.
ఎడికి జీవనాధారముదవాణి సకల జనుల కోదారి చూపే దీపము వేదసారమే విశ్వమంతటికి జీవనాధారము వేదవాణి సకల జనుల కోదారి చూపే దీపము
ంశయించినారు వేద పురుషని అవతరించగా
సంశయించినారు. భ్రమలు తొలగి నీ దివ్య సన్నిధికి చేరారు. రక్షణముతో భ్రమలు తొలగి నీ దివ్య సన్నిధికి చేరారు. సగమ గమ గ సగమ పమ గమ గ సగమ పమ గమ గమ పమ ప మ గమ పని పని గమ పని స మ పని స పని దాత నమ పని ద మ పని ద పని దాత ని ద పని ద మ పని ద గమ పని ద. ప్రశాంతి నిలయం మూలపీఠమై వెలసింది. వేద విధికి ప్రశాంతి నిలయం మూలపీఠమై వెలసింది. యజ్ఞయాగముల వేద వైభవం వేలిరే కులై విరిసింది. యజ్ఞయాగముల వేద వైభవం వేలిరే కులై నీవు నాటిన బంగారు మొలక సుందర సుమగల శోభతో మహావృక్షమై పెరిగింది. నీవు నాటిన బంగారు మొలక సుందర సుమగల శోభతో మహావృక్షమై పెరిగింది. వేద ఘోష నినదించింది, వేద ఘోష నినదించింది. జనవాహిని శృతి కలితారు, కులము మతము భాషా మరచి జనవాహిని శృతి కలితారు.
Offering my most loving salutations at the Bhagwan's lotus feet. Today I would like to share a small experience of mine which happened way back in the Dashara celebrations
in the year 1988. It was a Vijayadashmi day. I had the good fortune of being the part of Veda group. So I was there on the stage chanting Vedam when the Purnahuti celebrations were going on. Bhagavan finished the Purnahuti celebrations and then the pandits had gone to Chitravati to do the rituals. The usual practice is Bhagavan delivers a discourse by then. So he just started off speaking on the discourse on some topic. Suddenly there was a huge commotion on the left side in the gent side. So Swami stopped the discourse and he looked at the side, what is happening? Then Swami saw that somebody has just fallen off the chair to the ground. Immediately the doctors who were around rushed to this person and tried to help him and see what first aid can be done. Then after about 2-3 minutes, when everybody was anxiously waiting what's happened, one person turned back and showed to Swami, pulse not there. So I was just sitting behind Swami. Swami was standing before me and giving the discourse. So Swami looked at him and again he repeated, pulse not there. Then suddenly I saw Swami looked up in the air and did like this. 2-3 times he did like this. So I interpreted, Bhagavan is telling these sevadals and the doctors who are there next to the patient to take the patient to the general hospital and give urgent care which may be required. This was a few seconds. Then Swami suddenly went down himself physically to the patient, touched him, and then made him sit up on the chair for a few seconds, then came back and resumed the discourse. And after about 1.5 hours of discourse, Bhagavan closed the discourse. I was observing this person. He is none other than our Brigadier Bose, who constructed this stupa, which stands even today. He did many other construction work all around the ashram. This person, I had the good fortune to meet him immediately, within 2-3 days after this incident, and I asked him to describe what happened. And what he said really brought tears to my eyes. He told, that day I really died. I went out of my body and I saw my body on the floor and many people around it trying to do something. And at that moment, I looked at Swami. I saw Swami waving like this, which I also saw just sitting behind Swami. Swami waving like this to somebody above me. Then when he looked back and saw what was it, he saw the mythical bird Garuda sitting there. And when Swami did like this, that Garuda just vanished. After that, immediately Swami went down and revived him. So when I heard this description, then I thought, sitting behind Bhagavan, what I interpreted this action and what Bhagavan actually did, there is absolutely no connection. With our small, tiny minds, what we interpret as action is of no consequence. So I learned this great lesson that day. Let us not interpret Bhagavan's actions using our mind in any way, for he is beyond it. We can only love him, we can only follow him, we can never understand him. He is beyond understanding. The next small experience which I would like to share with all of you is, when I was a student of Vrindavan campus studying undergraduate first year, just about a month back I had joined the college, Swami's college, and one morning darshan, there was a slight drizzle and rain, so there were many ants crossing the pathway. So I saw Swami coming out for darshan. My usual procedure is, as Swami comes before me, I look at his face, then look at Bhagavan's feet and do a mental namaskar. So this time also I did that. As Bhagavan came before me, I looked at Swami's feet and I did a namaskar. And I was surprised to see one ant went in full speed under Bhagavan's feet. And Swami just stepped over it. And Swami, I saw, was looking at all of us students and teachers who assembled there. He didn't physically notice the ant. So in my mind, there was a thought saying, oh Swami, you stepped over an ant. I don't know what happened to it. Being a normal person like you and me, what will we expect if we by mistake also step over an ant? We'll disable it. So expecting that, I was watching what's going to happen. When Swami lifted his feet off the ant, I saw the ant had lied down like that, putting all its legs sideways, fully flat on the ground, with Swami's feet on top of it. And when he removed the feet, it just got up and went as though nothing happened. There was not a trace of pain, there was no trace of discomfort in the hand, it just went away. That was my first experience as a student with Swami. Then I realized, Bhagavan physically may not see you, but his eyes are always watching you. Every act of yours, every thought of yours, and every word of yours is watched. Bhagavan always guides us by saying, never ever interpret me, just hold to my feet and follow me. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Offering my most humble and loving pranams at the lotus feet of beloved Swami, revered elders, brothers and sisters. Dasara is the time when we worship the mother aspect of God. Swami lived his life in such a way that we get an experience of the divine motherly love. Three aspects of his life that come to my mind: simplicity, sacrifice, and service. He led a simple life. The size of the room that he occupied was very small. The clothes he wore were minimal. The food he took was little and simple. What we consider as comfort was luxury for him. I am reminded of a small incident. A brother had the opportunity to take care of Swami's wardrobe. He had the blessing to see that the few of the robes that Swami was using, he would keep them ready in the wardrobe so that Swami could use them. Once this brother offered a picture to Swami for autograph. Swami lovingly took it and started signing it. He signed, "With blessings, Sri Satya Sai." As Swami was signing, the line of letter S crossed the edge of the picture and came on his robe. The brother was delighted for two things. One, that Swami had answered his prayer and signed the picture. And second, now that there is a pen mark on the robe, he could replace the robe with a new one in the wardrobe. Swami looked at him and said, "After this is washed, put it back in the wardrobe. Don't replace it with a new one." That's his simplicity. That's his simplicity. Sacrifice, I think Swami gave a new meaning to the word sacrifice. The yajna is a symbol of that sacrifice. When we think of this Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna, the hallmark or the main event is the Purnahuti. And the highlight of the Purnahuti is Swami sprinkling the holy water on everyone. He never tired doing that. He would see that the last person was blessed. I remember in the year 1999, after the Purnahuti was over, Swami came down with the water to sprinkle. He completed two rounds and we were literally feeling how physically tired Swami would be. And we were praying, "Swami, please, enough. Everybody has been covered. Please stop." And in that feeling, we were hesitating to replenish the water, delaying in that process. Swami said, "Where is water? Please get." He waited till it was got and went for another round. Everybody had more than their heart's content. That's his sacrifice. Physically, he just gave himself for others. It is this sacrifice that is the basis for the, all the service projects that Swami took up. There are so many, but one that I would like to mention. In 2008, when Swami declared that he would construct 1,000 houses for the people who lost their homes during the floods in Orissa, he decided to sell his property at Kodaikanal. This just shows his sense of sacrifice when he wants to do a service. One lesson that I gathered, the day we were to go for the supervision of the works, he called us in and very specifically mentioned what all we should be seeing. He said, see that the houses are constructed at a higher plinth, so that if there is floods again, water doesn't enter their houses. See that there is a loft in the house, so that even if water enters, their belongings are safe. See that you provide a bathroom little away from the house, because that's the practice in the rural areas. They don't have running water. His concern for others is based on the fact that he always felt that he was with everybody. He felt like each one of us would feel. That's his level of sacrifice and love. Because he felt that's the why each one relates to him in his own unique way. Because Swami always felt that these service projects were something done for him and not for the other. And that's the lesson he taught us. When you do service, it is for yourself and not for others. Today, Swami may not be in his physical form, but his saga of sacrifice and service continues. His concern for nature is the basis for the 6.3 megawatt solar plants that Swami has planned for all the educational and medical institutions in Prashanthi Nilayam, Vrindavan, Anantapur, Mudanahalli and Vrindavan, Bangalore. To this embodiment of simplicity, sacrifice and service, I offer myself and pray that he keeps us always in his loving embrace. We love you, Swami.
The beautiful experiences and soulful songs that we've all heard just now stand testimony to the prema bandham, the bond of love that forever exists between Bhagwan and his students. We will all be blessed with Bhagwan's divine discourse. Following Bhagwan's divine discourse, the Vrindavan students of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning will be offering a music program at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. Jai Sai Ram.
Prema Swarupulara, embodiments of divine love. Janmaku karname karanam. It is action which is responsible for birth. Kanuka prati manavudu kudanu karana janmude. Therefore every human being is born out of a purpose. కర్మ ద్వారా జన్మించినటువంటి ఈ జన్మకు ధర్మము ప్రధాన పురుషార్థము. బర్త్ విచ్ హాస్ టేకన్ ఆన్ ద బేసిస్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్, రైచియస్నెస్ ఈజ్ అ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ అసోసియేట్. ధర్మమే ప్రథమ పురుషార్థము. ది వెరీ ఫస్ట్ గోల్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ ధర్మ, రైచియస్నెస్. ధర్మం అనగా లౌకికంగా పారమార్థికంగా ఈనాడు లోకంలో వ్యవహరింపజేసేటువంటిది జాతి, మత, కుల, వర్ణ, లింగం లేక ఆశ్రమం, ఇలాంటి ఆధారమును పురస్కరించుకొని ధర్మములను మనము అనుభవిస్తున్నాము. The type of dharma we are observing and enjoying in the worldly as well as in the spiritual sense is associated and based upon the caste, religion, community, color, sex, and also the stage in human life.
Idi sarilainatunte artham kaadu dharmamunaku.
This is not the correct meaning for dharma.
Dese kala paristhitula prabhavamunaku lonu kaaka sarvatra sarva manavunaku samasta desamunaku samasti ainatunti swaroopame dharmamu.
Real dharma transcends the country, the time and the circumstances. And it is applicable to all human beings at all times, in all places and everywhere.
Manavuni dharinchinatuvantide dharmamu.
What man wears and bears, that is dharma.
Manavuni dharinchinatuvantidi manavattvame.
What man actually wears is a human nature itself.
Manavunaku manavattvame dharmamu.
For every human being, human nature itself is real dharma.
Manavattam anaga emiti?
What do you mean by manavattam?
Manavattam anaga manasu mata kriyayu anni okkati gane atikiyunta. Manasu nandu okati matayu kriyayunu వేరు వేరు అయినా విలువలేదు. మాటయు క్రియయును మనసు వేరు వేరు అయినా విలువ ఏమి? మనస్సు, మాట, క్రియ మూడింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వమే మానవత్వం.
మానవత్వం ఆ రియల్ హ్యూమన్ నేచర్ ఈజ్ వన్ విచ్ ఈజ్ the unity of thought, word and deed.
ఈ త్రిపుటి యొక్క ఏకత్వం చేత ఆచరించే సర్వ కర్మలు కూడాను ధర్మములే.
Every action performed on the basis of unity of this trinity, that is real dharma.
ఈ త్రికరణ శుద్ధితో చింతించేదంతై కూడాను శాంతియే.
విత్ ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ త్రీ కరణాస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ మ్యాన్ థింక్స్ అండ్ కాంటెంప్లేట్స్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ధర్మ.
ఈ త్రికరణ శుద్ధితో నడిచేటువంటి నడతలందరి కూడాను అహింసలే.
ఆల్ ది యాక్షన్స్ అండ్ థాట్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ పర్ఫార్మ్ ఆన్ ద బేస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ త్రికరణాస్
ఈ త్రికరణ శుద్ధితో పలికే పలుకులన్నీ కూడాను సత్యములే.
ఆల్ ద వర్డ్స్ అట్టర్డ్ విత్ ద ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ త్రికరణాస్ ఈజ్ రియల్ ట్రూత్.
ఈ త్రికరణ శుద్ధి అనేటువంటి యొక్క దివ్యత్వమును కోల్పోయినటువంటి వాడు కేవలం ఆకార మానవుడే కాని సాకార మానవుడు కాదు.
ఎనీ మ్యాన్ హూ లూజస్ ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ త్రికరణాస్ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ మ్యాన్ ఇన్ ఫార్మ్ బట్ ఇన్ ఎసెన్స్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎ మ్యాన్ అట్ ఆల్.
మానవ జీవితము అమూల్యమైన మాణిక్యం వంటిది.
హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ ఎ ప్రెషియస్ జెమ్.
మాణిక్యమును మసిమొగ్గులకు అమ్ముకున్నట్టుగా ఈ దివ్యమైనటువంటి మానవత్వాన్ని కేవలం విషయవాసనలకు నిరంతరము అంకితము గావించుకుంటున్నాం.
వీఆర్ వేస్టింగ్ అవర్ సచ్ ప్రెషియస్ హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ వీఆర్ సెల్లింగ్ ఎ జెమ్ ఫార్ ఇన్ ఎక్స్చేంజ్ ఫార్ ఎ యూజ్లెస్ చైన్.
కారణం ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఈస్ ది రీజన్ ఫర్ దిస్?
మనసునందు అనేక విధమైనటువంటి దోషములు కూడి ఉంటున్నవి.
ది రీజన్ ఈజ్ దేర్ ఆర్ ఎ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ డిఫెక్ట్స్ ఇన్ ద మైండ్.
ఇందులో శాస్త్రరీతిగా ప్రధానముగా నాలుగు దోషములు.
యాజ్ పర్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ దేర్ ఆర్ ఫోర్ డిఫెక్ట్స్.
భ్రమ మొదటి దోషము.
ది ఫస్ట్ వన్ ఈజ్ భ్రమ డెల్యూజన్.
రెండవది ప్రమాదము.
ది సెకండ్ వన్ ఈజ్ ప్రమాదము డేంజర్.
మూడవది కారణాపటన.
ది థర్డ్ వన్ ఈజ్ కారణాపతన.
నాలుగవది విప్రలిప్స.
ది ఫోర్త్ వన్ ఈజ్ విప్రలిప్స.
ఈ నాలుగింటి యొక్క దోషముల చేతనే మనస్సు మాలిన్యం పొంది తద్వారా తన యొక్క స్వస్వరూపాన్ని మరచి కేవలము ఈ లౌకికమైనటువంటి విషయము తాను పాల్గొంచున్నది.
మైండ్ గెట్స్ పొల్యూటెడ్ అండ్ కరప్ట్ బై దీస్ ఫోర్ ఫీచర్స్.
భ్రమ.
ఫస్ట్ వన్ ఈజ్ భ్రమ.
జగత్ అంతైకుడును భ్రమతోనే కూడి ఉంటున్నది.
ది ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ సాచురేటెడ్ విత్ భ్రమ.
వస్తువు యొక్క రూపం ఒకటిగా ఉండినా దీనిని అనేక రూపములుగా వేరొక రూపముగా ఇది గోచరిస్తుంటాది.
ది యాక్చువల్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఈజ్ వన్ బట్ ఇట్ లుక్స్ డిఫరెంట్లీ ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ భ్రమ.
ఇదే భ్రమ.
దిస్ ఈజ్ భ్రమ.
ఉన్నది ఒకటైతే తలంచటం మరొకటిగా ఉంటుంటాది.
ది యాక్చువల్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఈజ్ వన్ బట్ మ్యాన్స్ థింకింగ్ ఈజ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ట్రూత్.
సత్యమును అసత్యముగాను అసత్యమును సత్యముగా భ్రమిస్తుంటాది.
పీపుల్ గెట్ డెల్యూడెడ్ ట్రూత్ యాజ్ అన్ట్రూత్ అన్ట్రూత్ యాజ్ ట్రూత్.
పామును త్రాడుగను త్రాడును పాముగను భ్రమిస్తుంటాది.
స్నేక్ ఇస్ మిస్టేకన్ ఫర్ రోప్ అండ్ రోప్ ఫర్ స్నేక్.
మానవత్వం నిత్యమైనటువంటి భ్రాంతి చేతనే ఆ అసత్యమైనటువంటి యొక్క దివ్యత్వాన్ని కొంతవరకు మర్చిపోతున్నాడు.
మ్యాన్ అన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ డెల్యూజన్ ఈజ్ ఫర్గెటింగ్ ట్రూత్.
దేహము అనిత్యము.
బాడీ ఈజ్ ఇంపర్మనెంట్.
అనిత్యమునంటే నిత్యం ఉంటున్నది.
ఇన్ దిస్ ఇంపర్మనెంట్ బాడీ దర్ ఇస్ ఎ పర్మనెంట్ ఎంటిటీ.
నిత్య అనిత్యముల యొక్క స్వరూపమే మానవత్వం.
హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ ఈజ్ ఎ కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ బోత్
అనిత్యము దేహము నిత్యము దేహి.
బాడీ ఈజ్ టెంపరీ ట్రాన్సియంట్ ద ఇండ్వెలర్ ఈజ్ పర్మనెంట్.
కానీ దేహిని మరచి దేహమునే సత్యముగా విశ్వసిస్తున్నాము మనం.
బట్ వీఆర్ బిలీవింగ్ ద ఇంపర్మనెంట్ బాడీ యాజ్ ట్రూత్ ఫర్గెటింగ్ ది పర్మనెంట్
అసత్యమును సత్యముగాను సత్యమును అనిత్యముగాను మనం విశ్వసిస్తున్నాం.
వీఆర్ కన్ఫ్యూజింగ్ అవర్ సెల్స్ విత్ ట్రూత్ యాజ్ అన్ట్రూత్ అండ్ అన్ట్రూత్.
ఈ భ్రాంతి చేతనే ఏనాటికో ఒకనాడు ఈ యొక్క దేహమును మనం కోల్పోతున్నాం.
ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ డెల్యూజన్ అండ్ త్రూ డెల్యూజన్
ఈ ప్రమాదములకు మనం గురి అవుతున్నాము.
అండ్ దస్ వీఆర్ బికమింగ్ ప్రోన్ టు ప్రమాదము ఆర్ డేంజర్.
కనుక భ్రమం చేతనే ప్రమాదం మనకు సంభవిస్తుండాలి.
ద డేంజర్ అకర్స్ ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ డెల్యూజన్.
ఈ భ్రమ ప్రమాదముల యొక్క సమ్మిళితమైనటువంటి స్వరూపమునే మనము కరణముల ద్వారా అనుభవిస్తున్నాము.
ఎ కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ డెల్యూజన్ అండ్ దిస్ డేంజర్ ఈజ్ వాట్ వీ రియలీ లివ్ అండ్ ఎంజాయ్ ఇన్ డే టు డే.
మూడవది కరణాపాతన.
ది థర్డ్ వన్ ఈజ్ కరణాపాతం.
కరణమనగా ఇంద్రియము.
కరణ రెఫర్స్ టు సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్
అని ఒక పనిముట్టు.
దిస్ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ అన్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్.
పాతన అనగా దౌర్బల్యము. పాకం మీన్స్ దౌర్బల్యము, వీక్నెస్. ఈ ఇంద్రియములకు ఒక విధమైనటువంటి దౌర్బల్యం ఉంటున్నది. దీస్ సెన్సెస్ సఫర్ ఫ్రమ్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ వీక్నెస్. మనస్సు స్వయంగా పదార్థము చూడలేదు. మైండ్ కెనాట్ సీ అ పర్సీవ్ ఎనీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. కేవలం ఇంద్రియములను ఆధారం చేసుకునే పదార్థములు చూడగలుగుతుండాలి. మైండ్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ ఏబుల్ టు పర్సీవ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ సెన్సెస్. మనస్సు స్వయంగా వినలేదు. మైండ్ కెనాట్ హియర్. చెవులను ఆధారం తీసుకుని విషయమును వింటున్నది. మైండ్ ఈజ్ ఏబుల్ టు హియర్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ ఇయర్స్. ఈ విధంగా మనస్సు ఇంద్రియమును ఆధారం చేసుకుని సర్వకర్మలను ఆచరిస్తుండాలి. మైండ్ ఈజ్ ఎంజాయింగ్ అండ్ డూయింగ్ ఆల్ ది యాక్టివిటీ త్రూ ది సెన్స్. అయితే ఈ ఇంద్రియములు అనేక లోపములతో కూడినటువంటివి. బట్ దీస్ సెన్సెస్ హ్యావ్ ఎ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ డిఫెక్ట్స్. అనేక దౌర్బల్యములతో చేరినటువంటిది. నంబర్ ఆఫ్ వీక్నెసెస్. ఇవి కేవలము అనిత్యమైనటువంటివి. They are all impermanent. ఇవి రోగములతో చేరినటువంటివి. They are prone to diseases. ఇట్టి అనిత్యము, అశాశ్వతము, అసత్యమై రోగపీడితమైనటువంటి ఇంద్రియములను ఆధారం చేసుకుని మనసు అనుభవించడం చేత ఈ ఇంద్రియముల యొక్క దోషము మనసునందు ప్రతిబింబిస్తున్నాయి. As mind is enjoying through and on the basis of these sense organs, which are impermanent, which are prone to disease, మైండ్ ఆల్సో సఫర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ కనుక ఇంద్రియ దోషముల చేత మనస్సు మాలిన్యం చెందుతుంది. మైండ్ ఈస్ బికమింగ్ పొల్యూటెడ్ ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ ది డిఫెక్ట్స్. మనస్సు చాలా పరిశుద్ధమైనటువంటిది. మైండ్ బై ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈస్ రియలీ మనస్సు చాలా పవిత్రమైనటువంటిది. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో సేక్రెడ్. కానీ సహవాసము చేత అది మాలిన్యం పొందుతుండాలి. బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బికమింగ్ పొల్యూటెడ్ ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ అసోసియేషన్. ఈ సంఘమ దోషముల చేతనే మానవుడు మంచి చెడ్డలను అనుభవిస్తున్నాడు. మ్యాన్ ఈజ్ ఎంజాయింగ్ గుడ్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్ ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ ది అసోసియేషన్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ టూ. ఇట్టి మాలిన్యముతో కూడినటువంటి మనస్సుతో మనం సాధనలు చేసినప్పుడు ఈ సాధనలు ఎట్ట ఉంటాయి? బురదన బురదతో కలిగినట్టుగా ఉంటాయి. వెన్ వీ అండర్టేక్ టు డూ సాధన విత్ ఎ మైండ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ డిఫెక్ట్స్, హౌ కెన్ వీ అచీవ్ ఎనీ సక్సెస్ అట్ ఆల్? ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ వాషింగ్ ఎ మడ్డి vessel with mud itself. Kanuka manasuku kodinatundi ee doshamunu cheta enni sadhanalu chesinappudikini idi ye maatram kodunu parishuddham kaadu. Whatever sadhanas you perform with a mind full of dirt and defects, you will never achieve any fruit. Mosta mota manasuku cherinatundi ee malinyanni manamu nirmoolam gaavinchukovali. In the very first instance, we will have to purify the mind. Idi ye reetiga nirmoolam avutundi? How can we cleanse it? Sangha seva yandi eka bhavamunandi ekaatmanandi ee yokka malinyam nirmoolam avutundi. We can purify the mind only through service to society, through thinking unity of all the human beings and unity of atma. Kanuka manam ekaatma bhavanni manam pondali. Therefore we should experience and enjoy ఏకాత్మ భావన. ఈ ఏకాత్మ భావము సేవ యందు మాత్రమే మనకు లభ్యమవుతుంది. దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ యూనిటీ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ కెన్ బి ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ సర్వీస్. ఈ మనసుకు మరొక పేరు కూడా ఉంటున్నది, అంతఃకరణ అని. దేర్ ఇస్ వన్ మోర్ నేమ్ గివెన్ టు మైండ్, దట్ ఈస్ అంతఃకరణ. అంతఃకరణ అనగా లోపల ఇంద్రియము, లోపల పనిముట్టు అని. అంతఃకరణ యాక్చువల్లీ మీన్స్ ఇన్నర్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్. అంతఃకరణ యందు ఇది నిత్య అనిత్య విషయాన్ని పరిశీలన గావించడానికి ప్రయత్నిస్తుంది. ది ఇన్నర్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ అంతఃకరణ ట్రైస్ టు డిస్క్రిమినేట్ బిట్వీన్ పర్మనెంట్ అండ్ ఇంపర్మనెంట్. ఈ నిత్యానిత్య విషయ పరిశీలన చేసేటువంటి ఒక స్వభావం కలిగటం చేత దీనికే బుద్ధి అని పేరు వచ్చింది. ద నేమ్ బుద్ధి హ్యాస్ బీన్ గివెన్ టు అంతఃకరణ, ద ఇంటెలిజెన్స్, ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ పవర్ టు డిస్క్రిమినేట్ between permanent and impermanent. ఇది మహాసూక్ష్మమైనటువంటిది. దిస్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ సటిల్. దేహము కంటే ఇంద్రియము, ఇంద్రియము కంటే మనసు, మనసు కంటే బుద్ధి, ఒకదానికంటే ఒకటి అతి సూక్ష్మమైన స్వరూపాలు. కంపేర్ టు బాడీ ది సెన్సెస్, కంపేర్ టు సెన్సెస్ మైండ్, కంపేర్ టు మైండ్ ఇంటెలెక్ట్, ఈచ్ వన్ గ్రాడ్యువలీ ఈజ్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ సటిల్ అండ్ సటిల్. ఈ బుద్ధి కంటే సూక్ష్మమైనటువంటిది ఆత్మ. Subtler than the intellect is atma. ఈ బుద్ధి ఆత్మకు సమీపంగా ఉండటం చేత ఇది మహాప్రభావవంతమైనటువంటిగా ఉంటుంది. On account of the close association of intelligence with atma, it is extremely powerful. బుద్ధి గలవాడే శ్రద్ధను పూని జ్ఞానమును పొందగలడు.
ఏ పర్సన్ హూ ఇస్ ఎండోర్ విత్ రియల్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ అలోన్ విల్ హ్యావ్ శ్రద్ధ అండ్ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు
అచీవ్. బుద్ధి అనేది ఒక అద్దం వంటిది.
బట్ దిస్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ కెన్ బి కంపేర్డ్ టు ఎ మిర.
అద్దం ఎంత పరిశుద్ధమైనటువంటిది అయినప్పటికీ దానికి వెనుక భాగం లోపల ఒక రసాయనం పూయాలి, పాదరసం అనేటువంటి దాన్ని పూయాలి.
వాట్ ఎవర్ బీ ది ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ ది మిర్రర్, ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు గెట్ యువర్ ఇమేజ్ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్, మెర్క్యూరీ మస్ట్ బి అప్లైడ్ టు ది బ్యాక్ ఆఫ్ ద మిర్రర్.
అద్దమునకు పాదరసం ఒకవైపున పూసినప్పుడే నీ ప్రతిబింబం అందులో స్పష్టంగా కనిపిస్తుంది.
యూ వుడ్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సీ ది రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ ది మిర్రర్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ టు ద బ్యాక్ ఆఫ్ ద మిర్రర్ మెర్క్యూరీ ఇస్ అప్లైడ్ అండ్ మేడ్ టు రిఫ్లెక్ట్.
అట్లు కాకుండా అద్దము ఎంత పరిశుద్ధమైనటువంటి అయినప్పటికీ పాదరసమే పూయకుండినా నీ ప్రతిబింబం అందులో కనిపించదు.
హౌఎవర్ క్లీన్ ఎ మిర్రర్ మే బీ, without mercury on the back of it you will not be able to get yourself reflected in it.
అటులనే బుద్ధి చాలా పవిత్రమైనటువంటిది, విలువైనటువంటిది, ఘనమైనటువంటిది అయినప్పటికీ దీనికి మరొక వైపున ప్రేమ అనేటువంటి రసాన్ని పూసినప్పుడే ఇందులో నీ యొక్క స్వస్వరూపాన్ని సుస్పష్టంగా నీవు చూడగలవు.
యు విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు రియలైజ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ ఇన్ బుద్ధి ఓన్లీ వెన్ దిస్ బుద్ధి ఆర్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఈజ్ బ్యాక్డ్ అప్ బై లవ్.
ప్రేమ చేతనే నీవు నీ స్వస్వరూపాన్ని నీవు దర్శించగలవు.
ఓన్లీ త్రూ లవ్ యు కెన్ గెట్ యువర్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇమేజ్.
స్వస్వరూప తత్వాన్ని గుర్తించడమే సరైనటువంటి మానవత్వం.
A real human nature lies in realizing who you really are.
ఈనాటి మానవుడు తనను తాను మరచి ప్రపంచాన్ని తెలుసుకున్నట్టుగా ప్రయత్నిస్తున్నాడు.
Today's man is forgetting himself, but he is trying to know all about the world.
మానవునికి అన్నీ తెలియదు కానీ తానెవరో తనకు తెలియదు.
Man knows everything excepting who he really is.
తనను తాను తెలుసుకొనక అన్నీ తెలుసుకుని ప్రయోజనమేమి?
What is the use of knowing everything else without realizing who he really is?
కనుక మొట్టమొదట తన్ను తాను తెలుసుకుంటే ప్రయత్నించాలి.
Therefore, in the first instance, man must make an effort.
ఈ తన్ను తాను తెలుసుకున్నప్పుడు ప్రేమనే ఆధారము, ప్రేమనే ప్రధానము, ప్రేమనే ప్రమాణము.
To know who he really is, that he can do only through the help of love.
भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं, हरि भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं, हरि नाम बिना आनंद नहीं, हरि नाम बिना
Sai Ram, dearest Bhagwan, with heads bowed in love and reverence, we, your children from the Vrindavan campus, offer a symphony of devotional songs on this auspicious occasion of Durgashtami at thy lotus feet. You revel eternally in the bliss of yourself, yet you are the sole cause of this manifested universe. To attain you, sadhakas have to equip themselves with the weapons of buddhi and vairagya and destroy the sixfold enemies within themselves. To guide us on this sojourn, we invoke your offspring, Lord Vinayaka, the conferrer of discrimination and the remover of obstacles. The mind which can lead one to destruction when under the rule of senses can also lead one to salvation when the Sanatana Sarathi takes over. We pray to you, dear Lord, to reveal your glorious form, the guide and the goal of salvation.
फिरूरे न दिन विरह कलेजा Oh, Hriday Nivasini, our hearts have a story to tell of you, in whose palms it fell, and in whose hearts we dwell. A story of love, a story of faith, a story which is hard to tell, as our lexicon is limited, and your love is infinite. Oh, Karuna Murti.
Yeah.
The Lalita Sahasranamam extols you as Vishnu Rupini and Rudra Rupa, highlighting that the distinction of Narayana or Shankara does not exist for the divine.
Thank you.
you assume the form of Devi Kamakshi to rouse the desire in us to seek Paravidya, the knowledge which decimates illusion and leads us to your true nature. How can Maya bind us when its very creator stands right before us?
Thank you. Sai Ma, it is impossible for us, ordinary mortals, to unravel your glory, which is meditated upon even by the Trimurtis and seers like Agastya and Adi Shankara. We know not the Vedas, nor rituals, nor any Shastric injunctions, but we pray that you accept us, for who else is our refuge other than you? We seek refuge at your lotus feet, dear Bhavani, gatistvam gatistvam tvameka Bhavani.
Thank you. Vigneshwara.
Thank you.
अल्लाह करो पुकार
Hey, stop. Swami Sarva Prana. Invoking Bhagwan's divine blessings. Tomorrow is the sixth day of the 7-day long Veda Purusha Saptaha Gyana Yagnam, which is being held during the morning sessions in the Purnachandra Hall. Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, the Purnachandra Hall will be opened for the devotees to join in and participate in the holy Yagnam. Around 9:45, we'll be offering Mangal Aarti to our beloved Bhagwan in the Purnachandra Hall. All devotees can then proceed to Sai Kulwant Hall to receive Bhagwan's Divya Darshan, which will conclude with Maha Mangal Aarti. Those devotees who wish to stay back in the Purnachandra Hall after the Mangal Aarti can remain seated to witness the further proceedings of the Yagnam. Tomorrow's evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 4:30 with Vedam chanting. At 4:40, the sixth day's proceedings of Prashanti Vidvan Mahasabha will commence with the invocatory Vedam. At 4:45, a faculty member from Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanti Nilayam campus, will be addressing all of us. After his talk, we will be blessed with Bhagwan's divine discourse, which will be followed by a cultural presentation by the Prashanti dance group comprising students from Bhagwan's educational institutions. The evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will conclude with bhajans and Mangal Aarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Swamivari Divyanugraha Asisalato Purnachandra Sabha Mandapamlo Jarugutunna 7 రోజుల వేదపురుష సప్తాహ జ్ఞానయజ్ఞంలో రేపటి 6వ రోజున పూర్ణచంద్ర సభామండపం భక్తుల ప్రవేశార్థమై ఉదయం 7 గంటలకు తెరవబడును. సుమారు 9:45 పూర్ణచంద్ర సభామండపంలో మంగళహారతి అనంతరం భక్తులు సాయికులవంత్ సభామండపంలో స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం గావించుకోవచ్చు. మహామంగళహారతితో స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం ముగియును. పూర్ణచంద్ర సభామండపంలో మంగళహారతి అనంతరం యజ్ఞాన్ని చూడదలిచిన భక్తులు సభామండపంలో ఆశీనులే కొనసాగవచ్చు. సాయికులవంత్ సభామండపంలో రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం 4:30 వేద పఠనంతో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. 4:40 ప్రశాంతి విద్వన్ మహాసభ 6వ రోజు కార్యక్రమం వేదోచ్చారణతో ప్రారంభమై 4:45 శ్రీ సత్యసాయి ఉన్నత విద్యాసంస్థ ప్రశాంతి నిలయం క్యాంపస్ చెందిన ఓ అధ్యాపకునిచే ప్రసంగంతో కొనసాగును. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య సందేశం. తదుపరి స్వామివారి విద్యాసంస్థలకు చెందిన విద్యార్థులతో కూడిన ప్రశాంతి నాట్య బృందం ఓ సాంస్కృతిక కార్యక్రమాన్ని సమర్పిస్తారు. సాయికులవంత్ సభామండపంలో రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళహారతితో ముగియును. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. జై సాయిరాం.